This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Saturday night's Mardi Gras parade wasn't just a celebration of protest to pride, but also of last year's marriage equality win. Brecco from DIY Rainbow has been one of the many public faces within Australia that was fighting for equal marriage to become legal. After proposing to his partner Stu on Yes Day last year, the two announced that just a few months later they would tie the knot on a float during the Mardi Gras parade at Taylor Square. Dylan and Joel spoke to Brecco and Stu today after their wedding and reception to find out what it was like saying I do in such a public way.
Beresford up here in Sydney on a Sunday is the big gay night, and I think it's fair to say we both had a few drinks when we met each other. It was my girlfriend's 30th, and it was your girlfriend's...
Yeah, it was one of my groomsmaid's birthdays as well, actually. So we've been out since about lunchtime, we'd had a few too many, we'd kicked onto the Barrow. And then I met James's sister at the bar, and she had pillar box red hair at the time, and I was complimenting her on that. And then she scammed a couple of drinks out of me for her and James, and took me to meet James. And
yeah, we've been dating ever since, really. That was nearly 3 years ago now. Yeah. I don't think 3 years ago we would have thought that we'd be married.
September 15, the day Australia said yes, well, 61.6% of Australia said yes.
Yeah.
What was your backup for engagement if it was a no vote?
Yeah, because I had Stuart's grandma's ring in my pocket, and I thought if it's a great result, I will propose to him in the park. Look, it was just and it was a great result, so I didn't have to think the other way. But if it was a no vote, it definitely wouldn't have happened. I don't think that's the nicest thing to do for anyone on that day. It just would have happened later on.
Saturday, Mardi Gras parade, the 40th anniversary. The first time that there was a wedding.
Mm.
How did that idea come to fruition?
Well, I do floats every year, and we actually already had a float in with DIY Rainbow to do the Dinosaurs of Canberra was our idea. But in fact, a lot of floats already did that idea last on the weekend anyway. And we're quite surprised the legislation went through in December. And yeah. And it was like, oh, do we really want to attack politicians and do we just want to have fun? Or what's the vibe? And we came up with the hilarious idea, oh my God, the 40th, wouldn't it be great? A real challenge, because we only got engaged in November, if we could change the theme and actually get married at Mardi Gras. And so we both committed to do that, and we've pulled it off now. We're exhausted tonight. I'm sure we sound fabulous on air today, but we it was fantastic, Dylan. Yeah.
Your celebrants were an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Patsy and Edwina. I have been a huge fan of Absolutely Fabulous since I can remember as a child. And we had a friend over for dinner, actually, and he mentioned Leslie Hancock, who owns the Leave It to Diva company, and she also does marriage celebrants. So we thought, why not merge the two together and get married by Patsy and Eddie? And
yeah, Patsy and Eddie lookalikes. I think a lot of people on the Twitter thought it was really Patsy and Eddie, which is hilarious. But they did a great job. It was really the big challenge is to make that an intimate and genuine experience, but still enjoying the public facing side of it being in the parade. Mm. And I think we nailed it.
And they did so much to help us nail it. It was just crazy. I think we were in the holding bay for quite a period because thankfully Cher did walk, but not thankfully Cher held up the parade, so our wedding was delayed, but thanks Cher. But just the energy and the magic in that holding bay was incredible, and then when you get out onto the street, it just becomes electric.
The crowd were fantastic, and that was you could see everyone shouting at us and smiling and blowing his kisses.
Yeah.
And when I'd get on the mic and go, "It's our wedding night," everyone just went wild, or we'd point at the rings on our fingers, and they would go insane. So, and when we did the I do's at Taylor Square, it was really just like me and Stuart were the only people in the room because we're doing that one-on-one.
It felt really
beautiful. Yeah. And then when we sort of pulled out and kissed, that's when you just saw hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Taylor Square there, and everyone just applauding us and clapping. It was an incredible moment that we won't forget for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
It was still very much on cloud nine. We only had our reception yesterday, and that went from like lunchtime well into the night. And We had 140 of our friends and family there, and we just,
we're just very
much on a high.
Yeah, we've sort of done the reverse honeymoon. We had to take the annual leave off the week before to get the float together. So now we've got to go back to work this week. But our reception had to be on the Sunday to fit it all in.
Yeah.
So we're fresh. But I'm loving it. It's, you know, our relationship's so solid. Nothing's really changed. I just get to use the H word now, which is kind of fun. Husbands. Where's my husband gone?
Same-sex couples that aren't yet married, what advice would you give them to making that final step?
Don't do it.
At Mardi Gras. Don't do it at Mardi Gras. It's a lot of work. Marriage is, you know, it's for anyone, isn't it? It's whoever, what you want to do. If you want to make a commitment to each other, which we want to do.
Yeah.
We loved it. But I've never said that I've never said it's always been for me. I don't think it's for anyone.
It has to be right. It has to be the right person at the right time. It has to be right for you. There's no point rushing into anything.
Yeah.
Just do it when it feels natural. You've got the opportunity to do it now. Just do it when it feels right.
That's it. Or when your partner proposes to you in the ABC of film. I mean, you don't want to say no then.
That was Dylan Joel speaking with Brecco and Stu, who got married during the Mardi Gras parade on the weekend. You may have caught them saying their vows in SBS's live coverage of their wedding during the parade, and you can catch their engagement on ABC this Tuesday with other same-sex couples in I Do.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.